You have something special. You have greatness in you. I want you to think about something that you want to do with your life. Something that would give your life a sense of purpose and meaning. Something that when you hear about it or you look at it and see it, or something that you see someone already living that kind of life, it gives you cheer bumps, and there is a voice in your heart that says, I can do that. I can do that. What is that for you? You know, I remember the first time I saw Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik Shabazz, speaking, and I loved his communication skills. He was being interviewed by 60 Minutes by Mike Wallace, and I admired how he commanded him. I admired the oratorical skills of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as I think about my life, I realize at that particular time, I was looking at my destiny. I didn't know it at the time. I was very young. But something I'd like to share with you, and that is the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And what I did was, as I read their speeches and listened to them over and over and over again, and I want you to think about something that you want to do, I'm encouraging you to do research on the people who master that. Find all the books that you can find, all the recordings that you can find, and study them. And then finally, I started speaking to just five people in Columbus, Ohio on Main Street. I had I had a building there that I own, and I was speaking from a book called Discover the Power Within by Eric Butterworth. And I was sharing with these friends of mine my thoughts on this book. And then I left Columbus and went to Miami, did the same thing in my mother's living room to take care of her and keep my spirits high while I was taking care of her. And those numbers began to grow. A journey in 1,000 miles begins with a single step. There's something here that I want to share with you. You know, you can have a powerful message, but you might be giving that message in the wrong place. See, places are more important than people. Did you know that? Yes. In order to make your dream become reality, you have to be in an environment that gives you the edge, that gives you the possibility, the home court possibility. Do you realize that teams win more at home, 80% more games at home than they do on the road? That's why they call it a home court advantage. Are you in your rightful place? See, it's not just enough to take a single step. You've got to look around you and ask yourself, where I am, does this place resonate with me? Sometimes you've got to get up and go to a new land. And so in taking that single step and one after the other in pursuit of this dream and giving yourself a home court advantage, the next thing you've got to ask yourself, who's going with me? See, whatever goal and dream that you have, you can't do it by yourself. No. You need some people with you. One goose can fly 75% further and faster in formation with other geese than it can fly by itself. So who's going with you? My son John Leslie has a quote I love very much. As you look at your goals and look at your dreams, you have to ask the question, who should I count on? And who should I count out? See, everybody don't want you to win. Everybody will not be a part of your dream. And I have the saying, let go or be dragged. There are people, when you have a goal and dream, something that means something to you, that you've got to have the courage to let some people go. Why? Because they will prevent you from growing. They will compromise your power. Often when I'm speaking to audiences, I tell them, write this down, OQP, only quality people. When you muster up the courage to take that single step, in the direction of your dreams. Make sure you only let people aboard your ship moving in the direction of your dream that are quality people. You can run faster with 100 than with one around your neck. See, most people just want to survive. What it takes to survive and what it takes to live are two totally different things. You want to live your dream. You want to live on a higher level. And everybody don't want to go there. At the end of the day, and I agree with this, it's lonely at the top. Yes, it is. It's lonely at the top. And but you eat better. Because everybody is not going to be willing to be disciplined and dedicated and be willing to persevere and patient and persistent in pursuit of the dream. Everybody's not willing to pay the price. There's something in you that you're answering to. As much as you have called, as much as you have chosen this dream, you were chosen for the dream. My daughter said, answer the call. Answer the call on your life and don't read the caller ID. Don't put the dream on hold. No, answer the call on your life. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't answer the call for 14 years because I was suffering from possibility blindness. I couldn't see myself living the dream that I'm living now. And I wasted 14 years that I can't get back. A friend of mine told me, Dr. Marcia Harris said, if you're going to lose something, lose money, but don't lose time. Because money you can make up, you can get that back. But time, no. Money, oh, 8 out of 10 millionaires have been bankrupt. But time, you can't get that back. Yeah. Think about it. What do you want to do with your life? You have the power to build a brand new life at any time. You can choose to create something different for yourself, to create and build a brand new beginning for yourself. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.